Century City. Every week you see those monoliths of power behind the credits on this season's hit lawyer show. But I remembered, bitterly nostalgic, when the land those skyscrapers stood upon had been the back lot for 20th Century Fox. I parked my leased Audi on the second level of an underground garage and took an elevator to the 17th floor of one of the buildings. The network's reception room was wide and lofty, with plentiful leather couches where actors, writers, and producers made hurried phone calls to agents and assistants while they waited to be admitted to the Holy of Holies. I stopped before a young, attractive woman at a desk, thin, no bra. Presumably she wanted to be an actress and was biding her time, waiting for the right connections. She finished talking to one of three phones and studied me, her boredom tempered by the fear that, if she wasn't respectful, she might lose a chance to make an important contact. I'm not bad-looking. Although 70, I keep in shape. Sure, my hair is receding, I have wrinkles around my eyes, but my family's genes are spectacular. I look 10 years younger than I am, especially when I'm tanned, as I was after a recent daily half-hour lapse in my swimming pool. My voice has the resonance of Ed McMahon's. Mort Davidson to see Arthur Lewis. I've got a 4 o'clock appointment. The would-be actress receptionist scanned a list.
Of course, you're expected. Unfortunately, Mr. Lewis has been detained. If you'll please wait over there.
She pointed toward a couch and picked up a Judith Krantz novel. Evidently, she'd decided that I couldn't promote her career. So I waited. And waited. An hour later, the receptionist gestured for me to come over. Miracle of miracles. Arthur Lewis was ready to see me.